track 10, and we have our final news track. Pupils experience hands-on engineering. Students from Stover School have spent their first term learning design and technology at South Devon University Technical College. It's the first time the UTC in Newton Abbott has partnered with the independent school, offering its students a hands-on introduction to engineering, computer-aided design and practical manufacturing skills. During the sessions, Year 7 students designed their own pewter key rings using computer-aided design software. They then poured molten metal into moulds and undertook finishing processes to create fully functioning desk balance toys to take home. The activities challenged students while providing a fun and engaging learning experience. The next cohort of students will begin sessions next term, continuing the partnership between Stover School and South Devon UTC and providing more students with the opportunity to experience practical engineering and design in a real-world setting.
You're never too old, says punk poet 68. A 68-year-old performance poet from King's Kurzweil has recorded an EP with his band, proving it's never too late to pursue your dream. Steve Oram, lead vocalist of The O's, recorded the 4-track EP at Sound Gallery Studios in Exeter with his band, The O's, Jay Brown on guitar, Alan Hayden on bass, and Julie Jones on percussion. I've always been a massive record collector, Steve said. I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to have a physical vinyl? We're a very quirky outfit, difficult to pigeonhole. The songs are short and fast, akin to the Ramones. The tracks have been mixed and mastered, and I'm hoping it will be finished in June, Steve said. Spending his working life in banking, including a stint at HSBC in Newton Abbott, it wasn't until later in life that Steve's creative side shone through, until he was 59. But everything changed after he began doing poetry open mic nights, which over the years grew into The O's, who made their debut in September 2023 at the Jolly Farmer. I never dreamed I'd have a band. I never dreamed I'd have a CD or a vinyl EP. I am the perfect example of you are never too old, he added.
Let the revels begin to raise charity cash. Village residents from Tresham have raised £1,172 for this year's Comic Relief with their annual entertainment known as The Revel. Records show that The Revel has been performed in Tresham since at least 1884. A cast of all ages joined in with dancing, singing, acting, and most importantly, having great fun with the audience. The show's director, Sarah Mabon, said, "I'm very grateful to all of the villagers who took part, both performing on stage and behind the scenes helping with music, lighting, props, costumes and front of house. A special mention goes to the younger cast and to teenagers Jacob Smethurst, who helped with lighting and stills photography, plus Jamie Bird, who filmed an excellent comedy sketch around the village, and the wonderful audiences who helped raise the money."
Decision on eco-holiday lodges at Quarry due. An application for more than 20 eco-lodges at a derelict Teignbridge quarry is due to go before planners this month. Haldon Quarry could soon be the home to 27 eco-lodges as Wilderness Escapes and Hieronymus Gruff Limited seek to change the use of the land. According to the design and access statement, 26 of the lodges will be for holiday use only, with the remaining lodge existing for the sole benefit of generating income for a charitable cause. Devon Air Ambulance is named in the document. The statement goes on to say it would provide a model example of how fully sustainable holiday development can be created and would allow Teignbridge to lead by example in eco-tourism. The application is due to go before Teignbridge Council planners by March the 31st. The proposed units will be of bespoke design and construction built to passive house standards of thermal performance and air tightness heated by an air source heat pump and spaced out, fitting around and within the vegetation. The existing workshop building on the site contains a bat roost which will be retained with the sole intention of not disturbing resident bats. Electric car charging points will be provided according to the design and access statement. This isn't the first time holiday lodges have been proposed for the site. An application for 42 holiday lodges submitted by RF Aggregates Limited in 2017 was rejected in 2022.
Vintage bus event to return to Newton Abbot. Vintage buses are set to bring nostalgic travel to the roads in and around Newton Abbot in September as part of a special event. Experience nostalgia aboard Devon General buses as they return to Newton Abbot's roads on Sunday, September the 6th. Based at High Wheat Way in the town centre, adjacent to the Asda store, the event will feature preserved Devon General buses running free services to local destinations, including Chudley and Tynmouth. There'll also be trips to Coomin Teenhead, Idford, and, weather permitting, an open-top bus tour. The event is being organised by the Devon General Society. It was formed in 1982 to perpetuate interest in the former Devon General Omnibus and Touring Company Limited and its successors. The Society's sales stand will be present, selling bus books, magazines, photos and memorabilia. A souvenir programme will be available in advance and on the day, giving details of the timetables and the buses operating them.
Boy racers causing headache for residents. Residents in Dawlish Warren are calling for action following an increase in boy racers late at night. The problem is said to be getting worse after the installation of noise cameras in other areas, such as Exmouth. The drivers congregate at the Warren about 11 o'clock at night and then into the early hours. Town Councillor Scott Williams said, "It's been worse since Exmouth deployed their noise cameras. The boy racers come over here more often." Residents say the loud exhaust noise is a huge disturbance and a right nuisance. County Councillor Rosie Dawson says she's keen to meet residents to put together an accurate history to present to Teignbridge Council, which operates the car park at the Warren, and police. One resident said, "It's got out of hand now, groups of cars coming, and it's happening more lately." Another said, "Last week in the car park at Dawlish Warren, they drove so fast a car crashed and they ran off and left it." While the boy racers have been an ongoing present at Dawlish Warren, residents say the problem is getting much worse. The noise can be heard further afield than Dawlish Warren, with reports it can be heard at Gatehouse. There were suggestions more noise cameras should be used as a deterrent. Alternatively, a dedicated location could be organised for the cars.